Hello and welcome to Peace Be The Podcast. There's only two of us today, so hopefully we won't be raping the mic. It's me, Jack, by the way. I'm joined today with a very special new member.
Hi.
Jake's Brown. Say hello, Jake.
Hi. Hiya. By special, I think Jack meant, like, you know, special. Like, not...
Oh, good one.
One and only.
Good one, yeah.
An idiot.
By special, Jack meant special.
No, I meant like, by special, you meant I'm an idiot. And like, I've got needs.
Well, you do though.
But yeah.
You do have needs. You need to be fed, you need some water, you
right,
need a toilet.
Stop being an idiot.
You need clothes, you need shelter.
You're the special one now.
Human rights! Everyone is entitled to it.
Apart from animals. Which brings us on to our subject today. Animals.
Readjust, wasn't it?
No, I was thinking about this subject the other day while I was mowing my back garden. I was just sort of mowing it, just minding my own business. And then I just sort of saw a slug. And I thought, you know, the people who are like, you know, dead down and depressed always think this. It can always get worse, because you could always be a slug, right? Because, like, how boring would it be? You just spend your whole life looking for cabbage. Just sort of, oh, there's a cabbage there. I better go to it. So I go onto the cabbage, eat a bit of that, and then you're on your way. And then the next garden...
What would it do?
Like, exactly.
Once it ate the cabbage, or, like, got a cabbage and got filled up... What would it do? Would it just...
It would just carry on, just...
Slowly,
you know,
sliming away, and it just...
But, you know, you could...
Everyone finds you revolting.
Yeah.
Revolting, which I think.
I feel sorry for him, to be honest.
I mean,
everyone pours salt on him and thinks it's funny. It is funny, to be honest. Touch him, like, bubble like that. But, you know, it's
nature. And nature's way of saying, kill the ugly fuckers.
Damn, nature, you scary.
Damn, nature, you're scary.
But yeah, I just feel sorry for you. You've got weird eyes. You've got no home. You know, unlike your cousin, the snail, who's, you know, got a mobile home, got a caravan.
Got a caravan?
Got a caravan.
A home away from home.
Yeah.
No one knows, but snails actually have, like, flat screen TVs in there.
Yeah, that's why they're in there all the time.
Yeah. When you touch them, you think they're trying to hide away, but they've just remembered that the favourite TV show's on, so they just go up.
Just remember that Different Strokes is on Comedy Gold, so they go up there and start watching it, singing along, you know?
Yeah.
Sorry, I was watching a bit of it the other day.
Loads of animals you can name that live life on the sort of edge. Like, slugs, you gotta admit that they live on the edge of being stamped and pouring salt on every
and
day.
And not find their cabbage.
Yeah. So, camels. Camels live in a desert. They store water. What happens when they're out of water that they've just stored in the hump?
Well, there's like, they know where all the springs are, I think.
Do they, Jake? Do they really?
Yeah, they just sort of, they know where all the water is. They just sort of go, right, I'm running low here.
I think you're just speculating.
I better find water. You know, that's what I think, you know. But then, you know, I think, speaking of, you know, boring things, would it be boring being a goldfish? Because
depends what goldfish you were or
the,
where
the goldfish memory span is supposedly 3 seconds long, so you wouldn't know, you wouldn't remember what's like gone on 3 seconds before, so everything would be new to you all the time. You'd be swimming around your bowl, there'd be like a castle behind you, you forget about it, turn around, whoa, there's a castle, and then go in and start investigating, like looking around like, oh wow, it's amazing, and you go out and forget about it again. So, you know, you'd always be in constant surprise. That's why they always look like that.
Yeah. Oh, God. Well, that wouldn't be boring, then, would it? You'd be, like, constantly, oh, my God.
Yeah, I think it'd be quite happy. But, like, how would they remember to, like, eat or something like that? because you'd be forgetting everything.
Well, no, that's like a long-term memory.
Oh, long-term memory. It's the short-term memory that's really bad. Right, yeah. It's their instincts.
Their instinct. Yeah, every animal's instinct is to eat food.
Yeah.
And survive.
But, you know, there's some animals which I'm like, no, you know, why would you do that to them? Like, you know, you get the tigers being shot. And, you know, why? Because they've been proven that they can't have medicine. And, like, you know, they're not used for medicine. Can't have medicine. But, yeah, you know.
Can't
have medicine. That they can't.
Yeah, some guy going into an enclosed area, spoon feeding a tiger some Calpol.
Brand name. Name dropping. But, yeah, you know, I just don't get the point. Like, what would life be like if we were an animal? Like, if you could be any animal, Jack, what animal would you be? Could be any animal. It could be in the sea, animal in the sky, or just on land, like, boxing it.
I think I'd probably have to be, like, a bird.
A bird.
Yeah, a bird of prey.
Dear God, make me into a bird so I can fly far, far, far away from here. Sorry, Forrest Gump, that. Reminded me of it.
No, I'd be like a bird of prey.
A bird of prey. A falcon, like...
Yeah, because I'm quicker than most animals. I'm not the bottom of the food chain.
Mm-hmm.
Humans won't try and kill me.
Yeah, okay.
Basically, I'd pretty much live out until old age. Unless I got, like, sick or something.
Yeah, but, like, you could turn into a bird, like, just at will. You could just be like, right... Better get school. Bop. Oh, actually, no. Not anymore. Better get, I don't know, a mate's house. Bop. Bird. And
yeah, I'd be there like a flash. And I'd hope that all my friends would keep, like, the bedroom windows open. So I could just, like, bomb it in and just turn into a human mid-flight and, like,
just
crash into everything and break everything in the room.
That would be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Right.
A surprise visit from
now
my best mate Chad.
I'm going to discuss mine.
It's just destroyed my TV. Yay, he's here.
That'd be their response. Yeah, my TV's broken. Right.
It just broke everything.
No, I think I need to discuss mine because I've got several, like, you know, things. Like, if anyone's thinking who's listening to this, I'd be a cheater. You wouldn't. Because when you are a cheater, they can only run flat out for...
like 60 seconds.
Yeah, 60 seconds. And they have to cool down for half an hour. If they run any longer than that, then they will actually set themselves on fire. As cause to the friction. It is actually true. They will actually do that. Because they're running at that speed. It's like, you know, all the muscles, friction.
Set themselves
friction.
I've never heard that one before.
Friction. Yeah, I've heard it. And it's like, what... So, you know, you can't be a cheater because there's a risk that you might die of, you know, spontaneous combustion. I think, you know, maybe a panther or something because they can run fast, right? And they're like, they're sneaky, like they can climb on top of trees or something like that. You can't see me.
Oh yeah, they are pretty
they'd
sneaky.
They'd sort of be like that, sort of looking. You'd know they're there, but you wouldn't know where they were. You could feel like something's watching you.
Yeah, that ominous feeling that there's eyes on you and you just...
Yeah.
Like, I can tell Jake's looking at me right now. I'm not even looking at him.
I'm not looking at him. I'm looking at the red lines.
No, you won't.
I was looking at the red lines.
Jake.
You know?
Jake, I saw you. I actually was watching you and you was looking at me.
But, you know, I reckon I'd be a panther because they're, like, extremely stealthy because, like, you know, you're only hearing when the... bite your face off, and you know.
Well, unless
they look pretty cool, don't they?
What, panthers?
Yeah, they're like, you know, fully black. They're just like, you know.
Hang on.
You wouldn't.
Hang on.
They just look pretty cool.
Have you ever mixed it to pink panthers?
There is no such thing as a pink panther.
Would you not want to be the pink panther?
No.
Why not?
Because everyone bullies him.
No one bullies him.
Yeah, all the panthers and that gang up on him because he's like the one minority of his species. It's like, oh, you're pink. Like, that rainbow elephant. What is it? Have you heard...
No, I haven't heard of the rainbow elephant.
It's a book. You know. And it's like, oh.
A rainbow. Rainbow elephant.
Yeah, it's like rainbow. It's like patches and stuff like that. And it's like sort of always an outcast from his elephant, you know, people, because it's rainbow.
Elephant people.
From his like elephant mates, because, you know.
Because it's rainbow coloured.
Yeah. Everyone, oh, a bit weird that. Might as well a rainbow guy there. Mm. You know. So now we're at, I think.
Hang on. Right, so you're going to be Black Panther?
Yes.
Okay. I was going to say, Jake, why are you telling us what you're not going to be? Because that'll take forever.
Well, no, I'm just saying.
Millions of species of animals out there, Jake Brown. You're just sat there saying why all of them are bad, except for the panther.
I'm saying, if anyone wants to be a cheater, don't, because you could set yourself on fire, and you'd have to sit on your bum for 30 minutes, just...
Yeah, but everyone likes a rest.
And I think it's not longer than... It's like, no, they can run for longer than 60 seconds, but it's like they can't run very fast, very, you know, quick. Well, no, they can't run for long periods of time. They've got no stamina.
When they're at the top speed, they run at the top speed for about 60 seconds.
But, you know, it's 60 miles per hour, you know.
No, I think it's 100 miles per hour.
No, I think it's 60.
No, I think it won't.
Well, you know, I reckon.
I can crack my elbow box out if you want, Jake. I can prove you wrong.
All right, we'll do that next episode.
Not next episode.
We'll do it later.
We'll just do a little bit of a pause, guys. 1 second. Well, guys, we're back, and it seems that Jake Brown was correct.
Thank you.
We've got the book here, and it says, cheetahs live in dry grasslands in Africa. These sleek, lithe cats can race along at speeds of up to 100 kph.
Kilometres per hour.
It's not kilometres, is it? Or was it
kilometres per hour. Same thing, really.
And but in brackets, it says 62 miles per hour to outrun fast prey such as gazelles. So I'd just like to,
for the record here, that Jake Brown is right. Thank you, and goodbye. Not actually goodbye, I was just saying that for effect. Worms. That'd be quite sad, that, wouldn't it? Being a worm. You know,
Depends what you're doing.
Just wiggling about like, I'm a worm. Because you wouldn't, for starters, you wouldn't know which side your head and which side your, you know, thing.
Here's a question for you, Jake.
What?
Where are a cricket's ears?
They don't have ears. Is it just a guess? Am I right?
No.
No, on the bum?
No.
There. Like near their eyes, near their eyes.
No. No.
Is it?
It's on its legs.
On its legs, really?
It's on its legs.
That's weird, that. Why do you have that on his ears?
Oh my god, listen to this. Which spider's bite can cause heart failure and breathing problems?
I don't know.
The Australian Sydney funnel web spider.
Yeah, them spiders think. Oh no.
It causes heart failure.
I think they're the spiders that have like.
Fangs.
Fangs, yeah. Instead of being straight like normal spiders, they're more like hooks.
Oh, yeah.
So what they do is. And they're like. Mostly they crawl in your shoe as well. In like shoes and stuff because they like it there because it's dark and sometimes damp. If you're running shoes, and when you put them on, it sees you as, you know, a threat, so it bites you and it hooks in. So when you pull your shoe out, it's still attached to you. So you have to actually literally grab it, pull it out, rip out, and then get rid of it or kill it or squish it. I'd squish it.
And then you got to rush to the hospital.
No, because it kills you in like a minute. So you're dead.
Oh, right.
That is why I'm not going to Australia.
That and it's a bit too expensive.
No, it's just the spiders. Because honestly, I hate spiders. I genuinely hate them. Like Jack hates dogs, I hate spiders.
I don't hate dogs.
Oh no, but you're afraid of them.
I'm scared of dogs.
You're afraid of them. I just hate spiders. If you're a spider and you're listening, stay out of my room.
What is special about a camel's eyelids?
It has three of them.
No, they are thin enough to see through if the camel shuts its eyes.
Mm. A crocodile has three eyelids.
Does it?
Mm. One shuts that way, right? another one shuts that way, right, but you don't see two of them, but then you see the outside ones, and therefore, like, when it's underwater, it can still see, it shuts one of them, and it can still see, like, moving around, like, yeah, I can still see, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's clever, that, isn't it? I like these little things, like, you know, how animals have adapted to their surroundings. Like the chameleon, it's got to be like a master of camouflage, just sort of like, oh yeah, you see me, bomb, I'm gone. It's like the Houdini of the, like, the wild. You know what I mean?
Yeah. What is the fear of spiders called?
Arachnophobia.
That's quite an easy one.
Yeah, there's a film about it. That's what made my brother afraid of spiders.
Oh yeah, it's a bit of a bad film.
Well, no, but it scared the pants off him, honestly. Now, whenever he sees a spider, it's actually quite funny. It makes me forget my fear of spiders. You know? Because they're just... It's just so funny to watch him, like, jump up onto a chair and, like, poo himself.
There you go.
So funny.
What is the longest a snake can go without food?
A month. I think it's a month around there.
Two years.
It's a while.
Yeah. How long do we can we survive? Isn't it like a week or something?
No, 3 days without food, 3 weeks without water.
No? That's the way around. No. 3 days without without water.
Three days without water and only 3 hours without shelter.
What?
Because it's part of like the survival thing, you need shelter. Because without shelter, if it's like, you know, rough conditions and that, like...
Yeah,
that,
but if I stayed outside for 3 days, I wouldn't die.
No, you'd... If it's like, you know, really bad, you'll die. It was like, well, you know, bad weather.
Well, no, if right now, if I went outside and didn't come back in for 3 days,
yeah,
but I still got food and water, I would not die.
Well, yeah, that's because you'd find some form of shelter.
No, I wouldn't. If I just sat on that patch of grass in front of my house for 3 weeks, but I was still getting food and water, I wouldn't die, would I? For 3 days, I mean.
Well, if it's like, you know, if it's really, really bad weather conditions, then yeah, you can die. Like, you know, you need shelter and that for in the desert to sort of
shade you. What are the odds of the weather being terrible in England?
Oh, well,
very high.
Very high, yeah. It's supposed to be really nice weather tomorrow. Yeah. But yeah, any other animal things you want to ask me?
Which is the heaviest snake in the world?
The anaconda. I'm guessing.
Are you reading?
No, because it's the biggest snake in the world. I can't say it's the biggest snake in the world. So, I know how many bones a shark has. Does it say it in there?
No.
The answer, listeners, is none. It's made of cartilage. The shark is made of cartilage. All, you know, it don't have any bones. It's just made of, you know, cartilage. That's, you know...
The world's most deadly shark is the great white. Jaws.
Mm. It's a myth, that film. It's not real.
It could be real. It's only attacked by a shark, isn't it?
Oh, no, but... On average, I think, like, 3 people a year, like, all over the world get attacked by a shark. And that's because, like, they mistake it for, like, the turtles. You know? I think sharks are probably the most misunderstood things ever. You know? Because, like, you know, they see something up there and it's, oh, that looks like my food, that. I'm going to go get it.
Yeah,
so go
yeah.
And get it, and they get it. But it's a human.
It's a thing. I was watching this program, right? In crocodile territory, if you are underneath the crocodile won't attack you. Because the food is always above the crocodile. Because they'll get up and get the antelopes feeding on the water, won't they? So if you're swimming underneath a crocodile and you don't anger it, the chances are it won't attack you.
That's dead cool.
And anyway, if it was going to attack you, try and hold its mouth down. Because it's like, you can hold the crocodile's mouth together. Obviously, the whole body would be start writhing around once you grabbed hold of it. So you'd be like flying around.
Yeah.
But
that's what crocodile wrestlers do. They use the body to hold like their Steve mouth Irwin shut. Because once the mouth shut, it can't harm you in any way. But...
It can be held together with simple, like, sellotape.
What is the most deadliest animal in Africa?
Mosquito.
No. I mean, like, proper animal. That's insect. I'm talking like, you know,
hyena.
Big. No.
What is it then? Humans.
The hippo.
Oh yeah, you fucking told me that already.
It's because you're.
Why did I not know that?
Because honestly, have you seen them when hippos like go mad at each other? Honestly, they open like their mouths are open like nearly.
Tarantula.
Honestly, their mouths are open nearly like, you know, 180 degrees, and they've got the teeth and they've got like bone crushing jaw strength, and they're massive. So you know, common sense when you think about it. You know. I was watching Family Guy the other day.
What's your name?
Right. And it made me think, you know, because, you know, with the theory of evolution, you know, if it is true, right, how smug must the, you know, first animal to walk on land have been, you know? Because, you know, I was watching it, I was going, like, you know, he was just walking around and his little fish friends came up, he was like, oh, what are you doing? And I was like, oh, just being for a jog. And they were like, looking at each other, like, what's a jog? Is it like a swim? And he goes, it's nothing like a swim. And he's being full on an idiot, an ass to him both, basically, because he can walk. And I think, you know, is that real? You know, was thinking, if you know, that was real, was the first one to walk on land a proper, like, douche, being like, yeah, I can walk, you can't. I can't to my sister at the minute because she's still at school and I'm not. You know.
Well, I have another question for you, Jake.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Did you know what the world's most poisonous reptile is?
It's a frog.
No.
Oh, I thought it was a poison dart frog. Poison dart frog.
No, frogs are amphibians.
Oh, they're not reptile. I don't know.
It's a snake.
It's a
water snake.
Water snake.
No, it's called the yellow-bellied sea snake, and it is 50 times more powerful. Its poison or bite is 50 times more powerful than the dreaded king cobra.
Mm. Hey, did you know that there's an octopus, and I can't remember where it is. I think it's round where the sea snake is, and that. And what it does is, it has three different forms of defense, right? What it would do is, it would, when it sees a predator, it identifies that predator, and then it identifies with what food would actually kill it. Like, for instance, if it's, I don't know, one type of predator, it can be like a sea snake. It can wiggle its things like a sea snake would, and it won't attack it because the sea snake is really poisonous to that sort of thing. And, you know, really clever, I think. It's like, you know, mimicking. It's like proper clever. The dodo.
Do you know what bird has the largest wingspan?
Ah, oh, it's... The ones... you know, in the Jungle Book, they're, you know, have you seen the Jungle Book?
Yeah.
They're the ones that are, like, mimicked after the Beatles. The big ones with the... The ones that eat all the dead food in the desert.
Vultures,
yeah. No. Is that them? No.
No, largest wingspan.
Have you seen the wingspan? It's massive. I bet it's like a falcon.
No, it's an albatross.
Albatross.
An albatross is the bird with the largest wingspan.
I think that's 200 power in golf as well. An albatross. Yeah.
Jake Brown.
Coming out with all these facts, folks. It's the Jake Brown facts. Facts minute.
Minute.
You know, this show goes on for about hour and a half. Half an hour to an hour.
Yeah.
So, you know, it can't really be an hour, can it? Because that'd be the whole show.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I reckon it'd have to be a minute or like 15 minutes or 10 minutes, something like that.
Mm. You know. You're thinking a bit above your belt there, Jake.
Am I?
Yeah.
So, yeah, facts minute. Did you know that if you chop a cockroach's head off, it'll die. But not because it has no head, but only because it can't eat.
Well, chickens can do that.
Yeah.
If you cut a chicken's head off, there is a possibility it'll die, but there's a possibility it'll stay alive.
There was an experiment that what happened was a scientist cut off a chicken's head and put pipes in its thing so it could still breathe.
And still eat.
And still eat. And it died after, like, I think a few, after about a month or so, or something like that. But the only reason it died was because the scientist forgot to feed it.
there was a chicken that was owned by a farmer. The farmer cut his head off. He was in America. And the chicken was the headless chicken.
That I just said.
Yeah, and he had it for longer than that, though. He had it for, like, years.
Yeah, no, it was something like that, but I couldn't remember.
He had it for quite a few years, and he had, like, he'd made, like, this contraption that he could just, like, put some food in, and then he'd just, like, roll in, put the food in, whatever. And basically, one day he forgot to put the food in, and the chicken died because it wasn't fed.
I reckon he had one of those moments where it was like, oh, I feel I'm forgetting something.
Yeah.
Oh, and it was proper annoying him, and then he went out the next day to feed his chicken, and he's like, oh, I know, I forgot now. And the chicken's just sort of dead. Like, with no head.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. Unfortunately, folks, Tom could not be here today.
Yeah, and Tom is redecorating. That's him now texting me.
Probably not.
Right, that's him texting me. He's redecorating. I mean, he was a bit harsh. He told me to F off. I was just thinking, what? Why is this?
So mean. So mean.
I mean, all I did was ask him if he wanted to come round and do the podcast with me and Jake Brown. And he tells me to F off.
I'm tired.
So rude.
Next topic.
It's
by me again. I'm the topic man.
Yeah. Sounds a lot like a shop there, Jake.
Is it?
Yeah, topic man.
I get it.
Take the icy out.
But yeah. What I've been thinking is, I like to ask this question to people. If you could have 2 superpowers, I'm going to up it now. Two superpowers. What superpowers would you have? Stop it. And viewers, if, you know, you feel like commenting, comment what you would have. Now, Jack, what would you have?
Well, for starters, I'd have the power to control time.
That's a good one. That is a good one.
If anyone's thinking of a power, that should be one. Everyone should have that power, because that'd be, like, really cool.
Mm-hmm, yeah. It's a good one.
That'd be good. That's, like, the best one to pick, because you could just stop time.
And just beat some guys up, and then sort of walk away.
You can stop time, but you can make people not stop in time. So, I could stop time around us, me and you. We wouldn't be stopped in time. So, we could go, like, to America. Like, eat, like, American food.
But with the superpower I had.
Hang on.
Alright, sorry, come on. Next superpower. He's thinking.
I don't have the superpower to do anything.
Oh, you can't have that! No, you can't have that superpower. You can't have the superpower to do anything, because that's just cheating. No one likes cheaters, come on.
I have the power to get anything I want. I have, like, a... Right, you see, I'd have like a skin pocket. Right, and I'd be able to go into the pocket, tell myself that I want anything, and just pull that out. I'll pull it out this pocket. That is a good power, though. It'd be like a self vending machine.
People would see this and they'd be like, "Pocket, I want a Kit Kat." They'd see you talking to your belly, right? And all of a sudden, you just put your hand in your belly and whip out a Kit Kat or, like, I don't know, an Aero or something like that. And then you just start eating it. People would be freaked out by this.
Well, people are it'd be in the news. Like, I'd go to the news just to say, well, I just want to come here to make sure people aren't scared of me. I'm just going to be able to take some
anything I want out
of this pocket.
And to prove it, you could just pick out a ladder.
Yeah.
To prove it on air, just like, you know.
Yeah.
It's a pocket. And sort of, there we go. Superpower. Right.
Jake's turn.
My superpower. Now, I've thought about this. I really thought about this, right?
Yeah.
I know. I've spent many, you know...
Many an hour.
While I'm cutting grass. That's what I do. When I'm cutting grass, my mind tends to wander.
My mind tends to wander when I'm walking.
You know. But yeah, anyway, the superpower I'd have would be, well, this is just one, the power...
The suspension.
...of telekinesis.
That's shit.
No, it's not. Think about it.
That was like a massive build-up for telekinesis. It's
just like... I'd be able to move anything I want, you know, with my mind. I'd just look at it and think, right, you know, say I'm redecorating.
Oh, yeah. I could just look at anything I want and just be like, right.
And then, like, I'd be able to move it anywhere, like... That, say if, I don't know, I'm sat over here and I've got a can of drink.
Could you make us fly? There. Oh, it's in the film Chronicle.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of. Just like, and like, if anyone shoots me, I could just go, vroom, go on Matrix on it. And then just sort of go, touch it and it'd be like, pink. And I'd just be like, come on, more than that. And I'll be able to squish the gun, just go like that. And then
someone just shoots you from behind and you're totally nonplussed.
That is where my second power comes in, Jack. Right? You ready? Telepathy. Because with using telepathy, I'll be able to like locate things, like, you know, say if there's anyone trying to kill me, I'll be able to locate snipers on rooftops. I'll be able to, like, you know, locate them and, like, know what they're doing. So I know where they are. And by using that, I should be able to take them all out and then go focus on the guy that who I want to kill. So there we go. Use initiative. Using my initiative.
Your head sounded hollow then.
See if you can hear this. Oh, see if you can hear this, right? Could they hear that?
I don't think I could. I think that's just the chair.
They can.
That ominous knocking noise is Jake Brown head.
Yeah.
Right. Where was it? So, well, hang on. So, what would you do with your power?
I think.
What would be the main function?
First, I'd like, you know, help the troops in Iraq.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
I'd full on superhero it, right?
I'd just go in.
I'd make a costume, everything.
Hang on. Me and you go in, right? I stop time, and me and you just walk in. Just take guns off the Taliban, put them in handcuffs. Not killing people, Jake Brown.
We're superheroes,
Jake.
I could collapse a building.
You could. Oh my god! What is this?
I could just collapse a building on them, and then our troops would just be like, right, job's done, let's go home.
let's go home and not get paid.
Alright, you know, with the sniper behind me, I can actually, like, make sort of a shield, like, or, like, you know, just
around me. You can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't make a shield. You can just stop the bullets.
Well, no, because with it, I can, like...
No, you can't make a shield. That's another power. That's called force field.
No. But think about it. I could, like, pick up a load of rubble and put it all around me. Like, you know, like a load of stone and just all around me. And when they're shooting me, it's like... Using that, I'd be able to know where they are. And then pick stuff up as well.
A guy with a 50 caliber shoots it, and then just goes straight through.
I'd be able to stop the bullet then eat as well. Because, like, I make it really thick.
Your wall would be pointless.
Yeah, it would just be like, ting, and it would, like, the bullets would break and stuff.
So this rock's now metal, is it?
No, well, I'd just be able to use anything at my disposal, really, wouldn't I?
Yeah, it gets like one little wood chip.
Oh, no, think about it. I'd be able to give someone a serious splinter with that. You know? Basically,
some serious damage. I hope he gets gangrene.
Have you ever seen... have you seen X-Men? Right, the third one?
No. No one has seen X-Men.
Where Jean Grey, she goes all like mad and starts like ripping people apart.
That was the Phoenix.
The Phoenix, yeah.
Yeah.
Should do that. Just don't like you.
Jake, you're very... Oh. Well,
I'm going to sit like this now, because that really hurt.
Jake is very violent, by the way.
Yeah.
I'd be using my power to... Because I can control time, obviously I can go back in time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because that is controlling
kill
time.
Kill Hitler.
No, I wouldn't kill Hitler. Because although Hitler is a horrible person, and like one of the worst people in the world, and he killed like loads and loads of people... I still wouldn't go back and kill him. World War II, although, it brought around turmoil and everyone was dying, like bombs and some blitz and the death
camps. Right, carry on.
But it also brought with it, like, penicillin and things like that. But think about it. Without the war, we might not have had penicillin because we wouldn't have been pushing for antiseptic to help like soldiers like wounds and stuff.
But I think
I'd maybe go back and meet Hitler and just tell him what he's doing is wrong. And then maybe
you're a bit of a douche. And I won't go that far. I'd be like, Hitler, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah.
Stop this! I'd be floating above it, make him think I'm an angel. Sort of like, what you're doing is wrong. Don't do it. And then go. And then you take me back in time, just back to
present day. Obviously, because I'd have to. Without me, you'd be nonplussed and you'd be sat there.
You'd be able to.
Visit Leonardo da Vinci.
No, the future. See what it's like. See if we do get flying cars.
Yeah, but I don't think I'd want to.
Why not?
Because I think I'd just want to see what happens. Like, let time pass on. I might go further beyond when, like, over 100 years to, like, see...
Yeah, that's what I meant.
What happened after I died, but I would... Everything between me and me dying, which I don't know is, but I'm going to just guess at over 100 years.
Like, 1,000 years, just boosh, there, and flying car just sort of over your head, like, ooh.
Not 1,000 years, because we never know. It might go extinct in 1,000 years. It's possible.
So yeah, these are all interesting subjects, folks. Those of you who aren't listening, you're missing out.
I would go and visit Leonardo da Vinci, though. What a brilliant person to go visit.
Yeah.
So like, I
you'd be able to watch him paint the Mona Lisa.
Yeah. And he'd be like, hang on, where the hell did you come from? I'd be like, amaze, mate. Amaze.
Paint a picture of me.
Yeah. Yeah, paint a picture of me and say it was your... The reason Mona Lisa is really famous because Leonardo da Vinci took it wrong from wherever he went, saying it was the best piece of painting he's ever done. So it became really famous and stuff, and sat in the Louvre in Paris.
The Louvre, not the Louvre.
Whatever, mate.
Right. So, briefly moving on, we'll come back to the superhero issue, right?
Yeah.
Right, because you know, whenever you go to, like, pastry shops...
Yeah.
And that, like, you know, say if you want a pastry...
I don't often go pastry shops, but...
And you go, right, can I... You know one of them French things where it's got bread and chocolate?
Chocolat de pain.
No, pain au chocolat.
Yeah.
Yeah. You always say it French, don't you?
Yeah.
So do you reckon French people do that to us? They go, can I have une baguette? De croissant and they go pasty. Check how they do that. Because like, you know, I don't understand why we have to act French. Why can't we just go pain au chocolate?
Because that just sounds weird, and you'd be like,
you know,
it's pan au chocolat.
Pan au chocolate. Yeah. That's it. That's all you... But yeah, we have to...
Well, actually, I'm guessing there are some people who just go, can I have some chocolate French bread, please?
Chocolate bread. Excuse me, do you mean pan au chocolat?
No. Yeah, just chocolate bread, please. Just give me some bread with chocolate in the middle.
You know, I think we should get rid of that.
Do you?
Because it kind of annoys me that I have to act French whenever I want one. Because they're nice.
You're really nice.
They are nice. But yeah, back to the superhero. I was just on brief, it just came into my head, you know.
So what else would you do with your superpowers? I'd be with you, obviously. You'd be my sidekick.
Oh no, if that's the case, I'm going on my own.
No, I'm joking. We'd be partners in crime.
Think about that.
We won't be, obviously. It's just an expression.
Yeah, I got it, sorry. But yeah, like, I think I'd stop, like, major crimes, like, you know...
Yeah, but how would you be able to do that?
Because, like...
You wouldn't know the crime's going on.
I'd buy a police radio.
Oh, would you?
Yeah.
But, like, Spider-Man, would you?
Yeah. Listening to a police radio, I'd just be like, ooh, oh, there's a... But then
you'd have to pick which crimes were suitable for you to turn up to, and ones that are, like... Some old lady's got a cat stuck up in a tree.
No, like, none of them. Like, you know, the ones with, like, the natural massive disasters and stuff like
well,
that.
Well, that's
I'd help out loads there. Like, you know, with people trapped in buildings and stuff. Like,
yeah.
The tornado in America and that. I'd help, like, get rid of loads of the rubble. And
well,
might
actually,
say, I'd save
you'd be
lives.
Able to lift all the rubble.
All the rubble. Just sort of, like, be, like, really strong. Like, get out. I can't hold it much longer. Sort of be like very dramatic, but really, I'd be
easy.
Yeah, but I'd you, really be dramatic.
You'd be
about
making,
it.
You'd making up, but like it's like stretching you to the limit, and I'd just be stood there, just thinking, "What the hell's he doing?"
What's he doing? No, I'd get you to like slow down time or like stop time and get everyone out. And
then yeah,
and
I've got
I'd
super
like,
speed.
No, but if you slow down time enough, it'll be like you're moving really.
Oh no! Hang on. Right. You'll lift up the thingy, I'll stop time, and then we go and get people. That's the
oh,
plan.
Oh, no, but I want to look like I'm doing that, like, proper, like...
Yeah, but
oh,
we can be doing that. We can be doing that. Because when I stop time, the people that are stuck will be stopped. Everyone else will be stopped. So it will still look like you was doing that.
Yeah,
they won't be able to see. They won't see it. It'll just be like, time... It'll just be like... And then I'll go back.
No, but I want,
rescue
I want,
everyone.
I want them to see me do it, like... I'd sort of hold it up with one hand, and be like, "Yeah, boss." You know,
I'd let you save the last person.
Save like a child. I'd be like, "I have you," and then fly out and let it all collapse, like, and I'd drop the child, and I'd be like, "Oh, thanks." What would your name be?
Oh my god!
Because that is an important part.
Yeah.
When you think about it, you know.
Name, costume, and powers.
Oh, no. My costume. It'll be like...
I wouldn't be wearing boxers or, like, underpants. I'd just look stupid.
It'll be like sort of an Assassin's Creed thing going on. Like, but except it'll be all black and I'd have, like, a thing around there so no one would know who I am. So I keep my identity a secret. I'd have, like, a black hood and I'd be like, shh, no, I don't know.
So
I'd have a cape, obviously.
So you'd look a bit like a burka with a cape.
No, but I've, like...
It'd look like a bit like a burka.
I'd proper have,
a cape.
Like, you know, proper, like, awesome... Like, kind of like the Batman, sort of, like, you know, with the boots and, like, the cape and stuff like that. I'd be, like, bossing it. Like, what are you doing?
I'm kind of itch.
Be bossing it, just like that. Looking beast. And I'd fly, like... And I'd, like, you know, create... Oh, it'll be awesome.
I'd wear a suit.
Just a suit. So, you know, when you're commuting in to
no,
work...
No, and I want them, like, a hat, like a trilby hat, like a gangster hat.
You'd be a gangster.
No, I'd look like a gangster.
A superhero gangster, right.
No, I'd look like a gangster. I wouldn't act like a gangster. I wouldn't talk like a gangster. I'd just look...
You go, hey, boss.
Yeah.
When's your order coming in?
No.
You know, so like that.
No, I'd be wearing a suit.
I'm sorry, I knocked you a bit, but yeah, I'd like
because I think a suit would be like it'd look like it's associated with the time, but maybe I'd have to wear like the same colours as you, because if we're partners in crime, obviously, I could be like wearing like luminous pink trousers with a yellow blazer,
and I'd be there sort of hovering slightly above the ground, sort of like that, just like that, sort of with the cape going.
No, I wouldn't really. You'd be making me fly. Should we sat there? Like,
I reckon I'd invest in some goggles that glowed red as well, so it just look proper awesome. Feel like that. Like I just look badass. I just
so basically,
like
you're gonna look like a villain, but you're gonna be a good guy.
Because let's be honest, the villains they do look the most awesome, don't they? You know, when you think about it, like.
Oh, Superman looks a bit weird, doesn't he?
Yeah, like
latex and.
But I mean, when you think about it, the supervillains.
Although
they look badass, don't they?
Although I wouldn't mind looking like Batman. Batman's costume
you know.
Is so fucking cool. It's like
it is.
Ah. Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, it's not like ah, but you know,
well,
it is cool. It is
what,
cool.
That's what we're going through your mind when you saw Batman, wouldn't it? In real life, you'd be like ah, Batman ah. Like,
right, who would win out of Batman or Superman?
Superman.
No.
Sorry, Superman cannot die.
Kryptonite.
How the bloody hell is Batman going to
get... Are you for real? Do you know how rich Batman is?
Yeah, But
I'm sure he can manage to get his hands on some kryptonite, you know, sort of find
it. From space?
Because, no, it's in the comics, he has some. Batman has some in case Superman decides to go evil. In case he gets exposed to red kryptonite, which actually turns Superman bad. And green kryptonite, it turns him into a normal person. But if they're both normal, right, if they're both, you know, superpowers lost, Batman would win. Because basically he's a ninja, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's got trained by the League of Shadows, so he's a ninja, so Batman would win.
Yeah, but if you think about it...
Hands down.
Superman would actually win if they all had the powers and Batman didn't have kryptonite.
No, but Batman always has kryptonite. Batman's a logical thinker. That's why they call him the world's greatest detective, Jack. Who is this kid? Honestly, who is this kid?
Jack, I don't read comics.
Well, no, you don't have to read them to know. Just watch Smallville, mate. Good, actually, it's good. Smallville. It's about Superman when he was younger. But yeah, if he's ever exposed to red kryptonite for a long period of time, he turns bad.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
But you didn't know that. But yeah, we need to go. What is a superhero name?
This one's going to be hard.
It is going to be hard.
I'll let you go first. We'll have to put some like relaxing music on it beneath.
I know, I'll cover that.
No! Right. Relaxing music starting now. Right, as we think for our thingy.
It's got to be something cool.
Yeah, so the music will be playing. Music's playing. Something cool. Mine's got to be doing something like time. What's my overpower? The pocket.
I think I'd have like two katanas as well, because katanas. Then. Yeah, you could just katanas, mate.
Yeah, you break them.
There we go.
Yes, some new ones.
Break a katana? Are you kidding?
Yeah. You don't need to.
Katanas break other things. That's what's in there.
You won't need to get them sharpened because you just go. Jack, could you give us some new...
Katanas don't need to be sharpened. They're, like, extremely awesome because of the material, the way that they're made. They're, like...
And I'd give you, like, really cool, like, green, red and yellow ones, like Rasta.
Yeah, I'd have just full of black ones, just like... Because they go with my costume, wouldn't it? So, like, no, in the night and stuff, like, you know, say if someone's getting mugged and I see it, I'm just like... Or I sense it with telekinesis, right? I just go... I sort of land, I'm like, what are you doing? I'd have one like that, like across my shoulder, and one like across my lower back. So I'd have one like coming down my arm, and the other one just normal like that. I'd be like, sheen.
And then I'd stop time like that.
At this point, we'd both go separate ways in that every now and then. Like, oh, I've got this one, Jack. Don't worry, you go.
We live in the same house.
Come on, but you can't just do this. Stop time every time about to kill someone. Not kill someone. Break the leg or something. So it's like, you know.
I wouldn't stop time. I'd just get out. I'd have a suit. My suit would like, the pocket would be here. Maybe instead, and I could just reach in and pretend that I'm getting into my blade pocket and just pull out a baseball bat. Just
anything you can have, and you come out pull out a baseball bat. Well, no.
If I'm gonna get a gun, that's a little bit too threatening. We're not gonna kill him, so I'd hit him on the leg, and you like get the end of your katana, just whack him in the side of the head like that, and knock him out.
I know. I'd just chop off an arm. Say if these people are like really bad, like there's loads of them, what I can do is I can just throw my katanas around all over the place and like pull them back, like throw them around, like keep catching them.
So basically, your order from me is two katanas,
yes,
in boomerang shapes.
No. Because I can pull them back to me, can't I? Because I've got thingy, I just go, they'd like stab into someone. I just shink, I'd be like that. Shink.
Me and you. Oh my god. We'll both have double katanas.
Yes.
Sorry for us, alright. So we'll both be like swinging them around. You can just sense the excitement of like,
yeah, we're propagating it to this.
This is never gonna happen.
I think I'll call the Avenger or something cool like that.
You can't steal that one though, because that's the group of superheroes.
Oh no, but it's not one superhero, is it? The fine.
Right.
The Destroyer.
No.
The Annihilator.
That just sounds like some of the a villain would be called.
Or a pop star.
Right? No.
Sorry.
No, actually.
Sorry, viewers.
Right. Maybe. Yeah. Right? Like, there could be, like, times when, like, I just get my katana out, I'll slice him, and you'll be like, sword, I'll let go, and the sword will fly into your hand, and then we'll flip, like, you'll slice this guy, you throw it back, and it lands perfectly in my hand, and I'll just slice the guy again.
What I could do,
this would be
stand next to me, and I lift up all our swords, and they're just, like, sort of floating around us. I mean, they all come in, it's just like...
Yeah, just like a serpent.
I'm just using them just like that. We're just there having, I don't know, sort of just eating.
Yeah. I'll slow down time to make it look like, cooler.
I'd obviously use them slower as well, so it's like proper awesome. But I'd just be like that.
Oh, no, you won't need to. I'd just slow down time so that they're actually...
We could also run out and just punch a guy every now and then if we need to.
Yeah.
Or I could, if someone's running towards us, I could just go... like throw him into a wall, like that, and I'd just be there, like knocked out, not dead. I'm not that mean, you know.
I could pull out a hover car.
No.
Yeah. So anything I want.
So that's your transport then, because I can fly, kind of technically. I could make you fly, but yeah. No,
we will, right? But I'll have like a really cool like Batman helicopter thing, because that's just like amazing.
But I thought it was only like. A normal little pocket. How can you pull it out like that? Or would it all go like sort of cartoon when you pull something out really big? It all sort of
I can get anything I want. I'm not going to have a pocket where I can just pull out pens. What a terrible superpower! I can pull out anything I want, anything at all.
So right, well, we still need to
cure for cancer. There you go.
Thrown off that, yeah. It could cure all illnesses.
Is this, right? Press this button here, it makes everyone immune.
Beep. Whoa. That got a little bit weird then. But yeah, like, we still need a name.
Maybe, right? Once we've got our names, we can make up the name for both of us. So
together.
Yeah.
But like, you know, Hulk... You know, all them lot, like, you know, Thor, you know, Hawkeye, all them lot, you know.
Yeah.
It's just the Avengers, all them. It's nothing to do with all their individual names, is it?
Yeah, but you go, oh, you, Avenger. You'd go, oh, you, Hulk.
Hulk. He'd say that to the Hulk. He won't get annoyed about that at all, would he? No, he won't. He won't. He'd be fine with that.
Hulk. I mean, alright.
He's like, hello, Mr. Hulk. Actually, no, you wouldn't call him the Hulk. If you call him his name. Because he'd get a bit annoyed at that, wouldn't he? And, you know, we'd turn into the Hulk and kill you. Just saying.
I'd call Tony Stark Iron Man. Because why would you not want to be called Iron Man?
That's awesome.
That's an awesome name.
But yeah, come on, we need a name.
Right, well, you can think of your own name.
That's what I'm trying to do, but you're not. You're not. I'm like thinking. Remember, Jack, I can read minds. I know you're not thinking of a name.
This relaxing music's going to be a lot long.
Yeah. Or we should have it one bit, and then we'll discuss that later. It's got to be something like really cool, like proper, like awesome. Like when you think of it, it just. The night, that's it, the night, that's gonna be my name, because, like, you know, I've got katanas, the night.
And I'll be called the day.
No, no, I mean, the night, as in, like, the night, like, armor night, and stuff like that, like, because night, they're supposed to, like, swear to protect.
No, and I'll be called
so
day.
Like, yes! Oh!
I'll be called day. The day.
Or, the day. D-Day.
Yeah, no, just day. Or maybe just day. But, like, you just go...
My name's awesome. I can't believe I just thought of that. Knight, because, you know, knights are sworn to protect, you know, civilians and that, aren't they? Like, the knight's code of conduct or whatever. So, yeah, the knight, I swear to protect people, like, away from bad people.
Knight one, knight two.
No. Should we have a round table?
I'll be King Arthur.
No, you can't have that.
It's my name. Don't worry.
No, because that's like... No, because that's already someone, like...
Yeah, alright. Alright, I'll be like Sir Lancelot then.
No, I'd just be the knight. I'd just be like beast it like that.
Yeah, but...
Right, sort of...
Because of Partners in Crime, wouldn't it be better if I have a name associated with you? So if you're like knight...
The pikeman.
Should I be like... Should I be called knight, but without the K, the N? So you'll be like the knight, the guy who...
Who has the swords and just awesome.
And I should be the knight.
But they'll get a bit confused. Oh, look, it's the knight. Which one?
Well, we
could be called the knights.
Yeah, and you could be called Knight. I'll be Knight.
It's a bit... Oh, look, it's Knight. No. We'll be called Lad, no. Medievalers.
No. I think the knights would be a good name for us. Because I'll be wearing a black suit, black hat, white little trim around the hat.
Oh, yeah, I get you. Like, white little straps around the suit. Like, little bits, like... So, you know, proper gangster.
No. Just a black suit. I'd have a white t-shirt. I'd look so cool.
But you'd have to undo the shirt to get to the pocket.
No.
The skin pocket.
No. If my pocket's been specially tailored. The pocket... There's no back to the pocket. You just pull it forward.
Oh, right.
Pull it, and then the skin's there. Oh, pull keys. That forward.
What's the keys to? A car! Yay! But the thing is, people would be asking you for everything. Like, oh, can I have 50 quid?
Obviously. No. Obviously, right? But our disguises would make us... No one know who we were. See, when I take my suit off, I'm not...
When things get too hectic, I'll just...
The guy anymore.
I might just fly away and leave you there, like, as a laugh. Like, ah! But then I'll lift you up and, like, make you fly with me. Like, I'd be like... I'd have a voice modifier as well, so it'd be like, so long, heroes. Like, poof. And then fly away, like...
No.
Yeah. I'd have a voice modifier, so no one would know. Like, I'd proper be like... That all you'd be able to see is that.
No, I'd just be like... I'd just be like Clark Kent. I'd just take my glasses off and that's it. I'm Superman. Because, like, no one would know. Like, oh my god, that was Jack War a minute ago, but it's just magically changed.
But the thing is, his disguise is the worst thing ever. All he does is take his glasses off and part his hair the other way. Like, you did not know who I was before. It's magic. You know, Green Lantern as well has that little green thing around his eyes. Yeah, that's gonna, you know... Keep right. My idea, that, like, you know, on a hood and, like, the red eyes, that, and the voice modifier as well.
Scrap my suit. Maybe we should look the same, but I have, like, green eyes or something. Or blue eyes.
Okay. Well, you just pull that out of your pocket.
Yeah.
So, I'd put a voice modifier to my thing there as well. So it would be like...
I won't have a voice modifier.
So long, heroes. That'd sound like James L. Jones. <And it'd... laughs> But when I fly away, I think...
I still haven't thought my name.
When we fly away, I reckon we've got to do something really cool. Like, when I fly away, I'll, like, break the sound barrier. When I do it, I'll do it that fast. It'll just be like, boom.
I'd be doing that too.
No, but you've got you have your own little leave-in trademark.
Yeah, but I'd be doing that too because I'd be flying with you. I'd be, like, grabbing all the legs. And then I'd just send a throwing knife down.
From your pocket.
Yeah. And then it'd land like that, right in front of them. And they'll pull out the dagger and it'll say, good job.
But I think what I'd do is, I think my sort of sign that I've been there is I'd have, like, you know, you get them sort of, like, things that fortune tells you, is the cards.
Tarot cards.
Yeah. I'd have one of them, but it would say knight on it. The knight on it. Like, tailor-made, just from your pocket. I would secretly get him to make it loads. Like, look, I can't have anyone know who I am. Just sort of give me loads of them. And I'd, like, you know, I'd sort of leave them there, and I'd sort of just, like, say if it's, like, you know, a proper, like, gang or something, and, like, you know, a gang boss, he works for a massive gang boss, I'd sort of just put it in his pocket. in the gangster's pocket, I'd just fly away.
My so name then, would be the Master. No, right. And our names combined would be the Master Knight.
The Master Knight.
Okay, that is two words, by the way. Not one word, like Master
Knight. The Master Knights.
Master
Knights. Knights.
Yeah, Master Knights. That'll be. I should be like, look, it's the Master.
But the thing is, will people then think that I'm your sidekick?
No.
Oh no, we'd be like kind of like the Avengers are. We'd work separately, but like when it's something major, I'd be like, just ring you on mobile. It's like, Jack, can you?
No. If you're in a crowded place wearing your uniform, don't call me Jack. You call me.
I'm like,
oh, yeah, M. Just call me M.
M. M.
M.
Sure.
M. Like M. Like the woman from James Bond. Just go.
I'm actually a man now.
Master.
Spoiler alert.
I just go. Master. Come down.
That sounds like, again, that, like, you're my superior. I can't have that. Oi, Master. Like, you know, like, what is it? Like, what's his name? Thingy from, you know, Dracula's thingy. Renfield. That's supposed to be his, like, little thing and calls him Master. You know.
I don't know.
I can't call him Master. I'd be like, oi, I'll just call you M. M. Get down there.
Yeah.
Lickety split, and you'd be there next to me, like, yeah, what? Do you need to stop time?
I just stop time, and then you'd just be like, he's done it again.
He's done it again, folks. Round of applause, everyone.
No, because I can stop people's minds working, because that's a part time.
No. Our thing together, it would be the order. Like, together, when we both come together, because it sounds like proper cool, and doesn't it? Like, just the order. Like, look, there's loads of people in it. It would be like the order.
But there isn't loads of people in it, it's just us.
Yeah, exactly. But it makes people think
there's more people.
But there's not. There's only us two. The order. Which get it, like, looking the same. Katana. I'd have red things. Like, red little bits, like, of.
Alright, yeah.
Like, look, I don't know, ribbon. With my things like that. Not bright red, like dark red, dull red. Like, I'd be there, and I'd just be like.
And I'd have green or blue.
And I'd jump, I'd be like, obviously my cape would be like, flapping around, like, and I'd just whip them out like, shing, I'd be like, bossing it.
You just sit your hand.
I reckon we should actually, like, you know. Oh my days, we're proper getting into this, aren't we? I reckon we might need to end it now.
I reckon we might need to end it now as well.
So yeah.
You'll hear more from the order next time.
I get.
This podcast was brought to you again by the Christian Church of James Brown.
No, the Knight.
Oh yeah, the order. Knight. It's brought to you by the order. And
I'm the Knight.
And enjoy yourselves, guys. Peace out, guys.
Peace out.